From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. Every 11 years, the sun cycles from solar minimum to solar maximum, as we discussed in a prior EarthDate. And we've just entered another solar maximum, where the sun emits many more charged particles and a faster, stronger solar wind moving toward Earth. You might experience it in disrupted GPS or cellular signals, but you can see it in the night sky, specifically in the Aurora Borealis, the famous Northern Lights. You may remember, also from a prior episode, that Earth's magnetic field shields us from the charged particles in the solar wind, allowing life on Earth. Some particles still get through, but are directed by the magnetic field around Earth toward its magnetic poles. These particles excite atoms in the atmosphere, which emit light. Oxygen emits mostly green light, and nitrogen red. They blend together in unusual ways to create many colors, including blue, purple, and pink. With stronger solar winds, more charged particles will get through, meaning brighter auroras that will be more visible, even at lower latitudes like the Midwest United States. But they'll still be the most visible within 30 degrees of the magnetic poles when the pole is farthest from the sun around midnight, and particularly around the spring and autumn equinox. So for your best shot at a spectacular nighttime light show, head to the Arctic Circle in mid-September. Maybe I'll see you there. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Fund. To hear hundreds more EarthDate episodes or to support this program, visit EarthDate.org.